Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw a tired crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. David Gage, Dr. David Gage is our guest. Co-founder of BMC Associates, adjunct professor at Kogog School of Business at American University, the author of The Partnership Charter, How to Start Out Right with Your New Business Partnership. He's the author also of an article that's either out or about to come out called Oh Partner, Where Art Thou? And it's all about learning how to being about teaching people how to become partners. And, David, as I look at, by the way, before we go any further, tell us how we can find you guys online, how we can find your book too.
Sure, you can find it all at my company's website, which is BMC Associates, B as in boy, M Mary, C Charlie, associates.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And you work with a lot of family businesses, a lot of partnerships, all over the place, all over the world, to help them if they're trying to get something structured or if they're trying to fix something that's gotten off the rails. That's what you guys do, isn't it?
It is. It is. We help people resolve conflicts with existing partnerships and family businesses, or we help them in times of transition when they're starting up or bringing mm-hmm. on a new partner or letting a partner go, too, which is a difficult thing to do.
The reason I think what you're working on is more important now than ever before, David, is because based on what I know about the younger generations, especially the millennials, I think they're going to be more likely to start businesses with partners than my generation, the boomers, ever were. What do you think?
Oh, I think that is true. And I think there's a little bit of naivete on their part about what it takes and what you need to do to start up. They've just heard so many stories about they just got, and it's true, it does happen. People just get together on an idea, they start it, and within months, I mean, look at this new company, the photo sharing company.
Right, Pinterest. I mean,
not been in existence that long.
Mm-hmm.
So they believe that things can happen fast, and so they don't take the time. But really what's going to happen is, what happens all the time is that many partnerships start up, and within a few years, they're history. They're gone.
Yeah. And what could have been do you think the thing falls apart not because it was inevitable, but how often do you think it falls apart because they just didn't do prior planning? That it could have been, you know, everybody doesn't have to get along with everything. You don't have to agree with me all the time. We just isn't sharing values and me saying this is how I am, you saying this is how you are, and we accept those things. Isn't that the biggest part of this?
Well, that's huge, Jim, and I think you hit the nail on the head. A lot of people say, well, what is it that drives partners apart? Is it money differences or turf battles or, you know, what is it? And I say, it's really the planning or the lack of planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that they haven't really thought through what are we likely to face down the road. So one of the things that they can do is scenario planning. You know, mm-hmm. what if one of us wants to bring on a key employee
right.
that the other partner really doesn't?
Right. I think we lost David there. The question is, what if you, he was talking about scenario planning. What if you want to borrow money? What if we decide to go public? What if we decide to bring on another partner? What if we wanted to move to another company? You know, a lot of scenario planning, folks. You do a lot of different, before you bring on a partner, you do a lot of different scenario planning. And the other thing that I wanted to point out, and I've talked with David about this, I've talked to his partner, Ed Koff, about this. And David, as I was just saying that I was finishing your scenario planning idea, but I still come back to this one thing, and that is the disparity in values. To me, mm-hmm. the most important, if you said, now correct me if I'm wrong, But in my opinion, if you said to me, all right, you can only talk about one thing before you start this partnership, I would say talk about your values. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with you, and will give your listeners a real little advantage here. If they want to email me, I can put them in touch with a person who's – I can help get them a personal values inventory.
Wow.
That is – it is phenomenal for getting people talking and able to see whether they are similar.
That's great.
Or where they have some
real difference. What's your email address, quickly?
It's dgage@bmcassociates.com.
Dgage, G-A-G-E, at bmcassociates.com.
That's it. Hey, we'll
David, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great. Talk.
Say hi to Ed for us.
Okay. We'll
Dr. David it. Gage, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.